Welcome to Kidstown Live, where we bring you the hottest young talent every Friday at 4 p.m. on Easy Way Broadcasting. The best place to hear what's happening in the kids' world of Hollywood. And where, you know, kids can be just kids.
I know, Mom. It's time for Kidstown Live.
So now, girls, you're gonna start doing like you normally do. Start talking back and forth. Talk about the show. This is who we are. This is why we're doing this show. Da 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 da. Pretend like you're doing
birthday
the show.
Birthday party, all that.
Okay.
Welcome.
Oh.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
Welcome
How
to Kidstown Live. I'm Victoria Strauss.
And I'm Trinity Marquez.
Today we have so many amazing things to talk about today, and some very talented guests. So remember to call in at 914-338-1303. We will answer your calls, so don't hang up, and also log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/easywaybroadcasting to hear the show.
Hey, Victoria, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine.
So last week we talked about seeing Catching Fire, and I downloaded some of Christina Aguilera's songs from the soundtrack.
That's cool.
We Remain and Say Something, and she sang that with A Great Big World, and she's actually one of my favorite singers, though. Have you seen Catching Fire yet?
No, not yet still. I still want to see it, but I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, well, it's actually really... It's much more intense than the first one, so you're definitely going to want to watch it. And it's also a cliffhanger, so, yeah. And so, okay, so lately I've seen The Voice, the season 6 Voice, and, you know, Shakira and Usher rejoined Blake and Adam, so did you actually, did you see the season 5 final episode?
No, I don't really watch The Voice that much. I just watch, like, other stuff like American Idol or America's Got Talent.
Oh, I like both those shows too. So,
Me too.
Yeah, it's actually a really amazing show.
Yeah. We have a guest, Zach Callison and Big Will Simmons, and they were actually cool. They're really nice, and we got some callers last time. That was cool, and we got that weird caller from last time. He was acting kind of interesting, like a weird voice, and he had someone in the background. He sounded like he was from England.
I know I think that he might call next time too. I'm not sure, but he definitely seemed very old. So I don't know what he was doing calling the show.
He was kind of like a mystery caller.
Yeah, definitely. So on the show today, we're going to have I Am 5, Dana,
Did you guys get my message? I just did a Skype message saying we're going to go to commercial break. This is really important that the communication of when commercials need to happen, MP3s, different that, say this, say that. We need to be, like, right on top of that. So did you get that Skype, Marcy?
Well, I'm not on Skype. I'm only on the phone. And we're not at Marcy's house.
We need to definitely have a form of communication, either text message or Skype, so we're right on top of that, because I need to let you guys know.
Next time we're going to be, this Friday, we're going to be at Marcy's house, so we're going to know when the commercial is going to go on.
Well, no, but right now, Marcy, watch the Skype screen, then you cue Victoria right now, and then say, oh, we're going to go to commercial break, and then that way.
I'm sorry, you know what, such a small wording, I could barely see it, but now I can see it. Yeah, I see it.
Okay. And on your Skype, I'm actually sending you a message. So if you'd rather me text you, I can do that too if that's easier. But we just need to have some sort of form of communication so you can go to the girls and let them know, like put on a piece of paper, go to commercial break. So they know, and then right when they – and I'm going – me is working the board. All I'm doing is going off of what they're saying. And I'm talking behind the scenes saying, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. That's all I can do. Otherwise, you know, the smoothest isn't going to be there, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
In fact, Victoria, you need to listen to when Trinity's talking. And you can chime in too.
Okay, so Victoria or Trinity, one of you guys say, hey, so we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we got some great stuff to talk about. All right?
Hey, everybody, we're going to go to commercial break now, and you're just going to hear later on what we're going to talk about today.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easyzuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Now, do you hear that clapping is your cue to come back in?
Uh-huh. Well, I remember seeing that commercial, and I really wanted a watch, so I know that Trinity has one.
Yes, I have.
Well, we're gonna have to get you a watch if you kill it this Friday.
Yeah.
They can't see you. They
don't hear you. Easy. We're not talking about the segment, though. I mean, if we give them something to go off.
Let's do that. I was just doing the smoothness, and I hope Marcy was watching on Skype what I was doing and the smoothness of clicking on different MP3s and all that stuff. Let's talk about whatever the show's going to be and how you want the segments, and we got 22 minutes left live on air. We could be done now, you know, but I just wanted to get the smoothness going, and that's, like, really important.
Oh, okay. So I have a question, Eric. Is someone going to pretend to be an IM5 right now, like a little guest right now?
Yeah, hey, it's Cole. What's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Hey,
I'm
good.
We're glad to have you on the show today.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for coming. So how are you, first of all?
I'm good. Lots of time in the studio, and we're touring, fans are loving it. We're great. How are you?
Good. And Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you guys.
Okay. So let's start by introducing yourself to the audience.
Okay. I'm Cole, and I'm a kid on Disney, and I do a lot of music with my group, and we have the other four members, and blah, 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 with a blah and a blah, and with some IM5 more blah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so our first question is, what was the best part of 2013 for you guys?
Nice.
Well, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so if you have those questions formatted. Also, before you start asking them questions.
Say congratulations on your success or something.
Well, the first thing that you want to ask is like kind of a pop-off question, like that really grabs the attention. Like a question like, so, hey, guys, you know, I'm a messy room girl, and I need to get better at that. Do you guys have a clean room or a mess? You know, something that kind of embarrasses them a little bit, but it's not bad, that, like, has the audience like, oh, my God, I can't believe they asked them that. And something that can relate to the audience, relate to the fans.
Personal.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's all. It's always good to start out with a question like that that kind of knocks them off edge, and the fans are like, oh, wow, this is different than usual.
Oh, okay.
Just my advice.
Hey Dana, where do you guys get your shopping clothes? Because you guys always like have awesome clothes every time I see you.
I don't know. I seem to go to stores and people want to give me stuff.
Yeah, let's try it.
Okay, well, what's your favorite cologne? You know, in case a fan wants to buy it for you.
Anything a fan wants to give me.
And what's your New Year's resolution?
That's a good question.
Easy, can I say something, man?
Please, that's why we're on here.
Look, Victoria and Trinity, they're good with all the questions and answering the phone stuff. We just need to give them something.
Hold on. What is that echoing? Why are we hearing that echoing? That's the stuff I want to check on.
Yeah, I hear an echoing too.
Yeah, what is that?
I think it
sounds like Skype. I think if you're on Skype, Marcy, you need to turn the volume off on your computer. Don't get off of Skype, but just mute your volume on your computer.
Okay, I'm lowering it right now. The zero.
Okay, that should fix it if I'm correct. Okay, Ryan, what were you saying?
No, I'm saying they're good with asking questions and, you know, I guess taking calls or whatever. I think if they have something to go off of, like a segment, and we watch our time with our commercials and our music we're playing, I think we're going to be fine. But we need to have sections, like you're saying, the first 10 minutes we'll be talking about Catching Fire and the movies that are coming out and this and that. Then the second segment will be something else. Then the third, you know, how many segments are we going to have, and, you know, how many are they going to go? What they're going to go off of?
Well, you usually for a group like IM5, you allocate about 20 minutes for the interview.
Okay.
And then you want to do like kids' news, what's hot in the kid world. Trinity and Victoria are bringing this to you. You can ask. I would do like a you know, Shake You Up segment or something, because IM5 did that stuff with Bella Thorne from Shake It Up, and come up with something clever. That's all the producing. You know, just come up with clever segments that would be interesting, and just know what time frames you're going to do them in.
Can they do the intro one more time?
Yeah.
Start right after the intro announcement?
Yep, I will put that on right now. And did you notice how I had the music in the background of them talking?
I didn't notice that, but yeah.
That's why, if you, you know, make sure you're watching me on Skype, and I'm doing that for a reason, because it just makes it a lot more interesting to have the music in the background. But it's really low. You'll hear it when you play the show back. Okay, here we go. Intro,
okay, we'll do
three.
That, and we'll do that commercial break. And when I point to you like this, you announce a commercial break right now, because I don't have a written. That will be a code.
So am I playing the intro?
Yes.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Kidstown Live, where we bring you the hottest young talent every Friday at 4 p.m. on Easy Way Broadcasting. The best place to hear what's happening in the kids' world of Hollywood. And where, you know, kids can be just kids.
I know, Mom. It's time for Kidstown Live.
Welcome to Kidstown Live. I'm Victoria Stout.
And I'm Trinity Marquez.
And today we have so many amazing things to talk about and some very talented guests. So if you want to call in, call 914-338-1303 and we will answer your call. And you can also log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/easywaybroadcasting. to hear the show. And thank you to Eric Zuli, Easy Way Broadcasting, Ryan Torres, Avenue Entertainment Management, and Cindy Marquez, LC1 Publicity. Also, Lasting Legacy PR for supporting the show. So, Trinity, how are you?
I'm fine. Okay,
don't forget about your fans page, guys. The fans page is very important. In fact, that should be the number one thing that you're pushing throughout the show, because that's where people are going to follow the show.
We were going to say it in the beginning,
the middle, the end again, and the beginning again. They have to constantly pump that into the audience's head, because that's where they're going to find the updates,
well,
the pictures.
But what I'm saying is they're thanking us for making the show happen. So say we want to thank you, these guys, for supporting us and making this show happen, come to life, whatever. And then they don't need to say that all throughout the show. They could say Kids Out Live, the like page, throughout the show.
We were going to do a contest, too, to have, like, 5 fans say, if you go right now and like it, we'll send you an IM5 T-shirt or something, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to do the contest
or
thing.
Or bracelet.
Really, you don't necessarily have to do the thanking people in the beginning of the show. You can if you want. I mean, you guys, you're producing it. But that's all done in the credits at the end, usually. You just want to focus on the fans page, because remember, you can do all that, everything on the fans page. The more your objective and focus is to get people to go to blogtalkradio.com/easywaybroadcasting and facebook.com/kidstownlive, and remember to say it's kids with a Z, otherwise they won't go to your page. Those are your two main focuses.
Got it.
And then you can continue the contest on the fans page. In order to be eligible for the contest, you need to like the fans page.
I need to hear Trinity, Easy, because in the beginning she's not saying nothing. She's the main host. They need to feed off of each other in the intro. When they say welcome, and then Kid Trinity says Kids Town Live, you know, they feed off of each other in that. So Trinity, we need you to look alive, and we need you to, you know, do that with her.
Okay, so you want me to have Trinity? Can you do the phone number?
Yes.
I can do the whole thing.
I'm gonna do the intro again. You wanna do it again?
Okay. Do you want to? You do the introduction, Trinity. You say welcome to Kids Town Live.
Okay.
You guys both can feed off of each other on there, because it's both of you guys. You see what I'm saying?
And remember, the more hype you are, Trinity, the more hype the audience is going to be, and they're going to be rev. And remember, if your guest is going to be IM5, and most people are going to be tuning in to listen to IM5, that's
Come
the first
now.
Thing you want to say. Oh my God, I'm so excited! We have one of the biggest IM5. They'll be coming on precisely at whatever time, you know, because that's what the audience is tuning in for, most likely. So whoever the audience is tuning in for, you need to focus on that, and then focus on where they can go and how they can follow IM5 and the contest that the show is going to do and blah, blah, blah. So
right,
you want to focus on
right.
the guest, the fans page, and Blog Talk Radio, where you can listen at it. And that's, you don't necessarily even have to say blogtalkradio.com/easywaybroadcasting.
Yeah,
if you say the fans
that.
Page, they're going to know. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You can find everything, all our updates on our fan page at facebook.com/KidsTownLive.
KidsTownLive
Live
with a Z,
saying,
on Facebook.
Instead of saying, hang, also log on to, you can say, log on to our fan page.
Yeah, go
Kids
like
Town
our
Live.
Fan page. Check out our fan page.
Go
follow
like
our fan
fans.
Page. Yeah, because
okay.
remember, all the links are always going to be on that fan page.
Yeah, check out the fan page. You know, all the updates and everything about the show are on our fan page. And then so you guys want to have energy, too, like Eric was saying, because you guys got IM5. I mean, have you guys looked at how many views they have on their music videos? They have, like, hundreds of thousands. So this is a big thing, you know, like, oh, my God, guess who's going to be on? Victoria, do you know who's going to be on here?
You could say something like IM5 was the group that was there for the Easy Way Broadcasting launch, you know, and you can go to YouTube and check that out, you know, because IM5 was with us when we launched, and we put them on
on
the Easy Way Broadcasting like twice.
They're
you know?
On the red carpet,
but
yeah.
The reason I want you to keep having them go back to the fans page is because I'm the one, along with, you know, everybody else, but mainly I'm the one with the content that's going to be putting interesting content to get the fans to go to the fans page. So you could tell them, remember, while you're doing the show, keep telling them, go to the fans page, because we'll be posting a really cool video with IM5. We'll be posting great interviews with IM5. And we're going to be at a red carpet at my birthday party, and there's going to be celebrities, and watch the funniest pose I'll be with, you know, things that make them want to go there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to do the intro again. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Kids Town Live, where we bring you the hottest young talent every Friday at 4 p.m. on Easy Way Broadcasting, the best place to hear what's happening in the kids' world of Hollywood, and where, you know, kids can be just kids.
I know, Mom. It's time for Kids Town Live.
Hey, everybody. I'm Trinity Marquez.
And I'm Victoria Stout.
And you're listening to Kids Town Live, exclusively airing on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network every Friday.
We have so many amazing things to talk about today, and some very talented guests, like IM5.
You can call in at 914-338-130 or listen to on www.blogtalkradio.com/EZWayBroadcasting.
1303. 914-338-1303.
Blog Talk Radio, do they?
No, you don't need to do that. But you can say Easy Way Broadcasting, but again, directed to the fans page. But one thing you have to be really careful of, girls, is when you're saying the phone numbers, you have to say all the numbers, and then when someone calls in, especially IM5 or any of the guests, never, ever, ever mention the entire phone number.
Okay.
Only the area code.
No, we didn't. We never did that. We just did the area code and then the last three numbers.
You mentioned Zach Callison's entire phone number. That's why I'm mentioning it. It's really important because my network can get sued for releasing personal information on air.
Can't we just give out the area code and not the last four digits even to say, here's the caller from 323?
You can, but how many callers could be coming in from 323? That's why you want to say the last four digits. Or don't worry about the error code, just say the last four digits.
Honestly. But why does it matter?
The last four digits. Yeah, me too.
Does it matter?
I mean, that's fine. Then just say the area code, but the caller may not say something because they may be thinking there's other people from that area code, but you could try it.
But if they hear us, then they know we're talking to them, and they can just say hello to the caller.
Well, you can try it.
Okay,
just say the area code then, girls.
Okay.
So caller 714, caller 323.
Okay.
Is that what it's going to be,
Eric? We're going to try the intro one more time. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Kidstown Live, where we bring you the hottest young talent every Friday at 4 p.m. on Easy Way Broadcasting, the best place to hear what's happening in the kids' world of Hollywood. And where, you know, kids can be just kids.
I know, Mom. It's time for Kidstown Live.
Hey, everybody. I'm Trinity Marquez.
And I'm Victoria Stroh.
And you're listening to Kidstown Live with Keith and Lee Area from the Easy Way Broadcasting Network every Friday, 4 to 5.
We have so many amazing things to talk about today. And some very talented guests, like IM5.
You guys can call in at 914-338-1303.
What's the feedback?
Do you hear feedback?
Bad feedback. Trinity sound is very far away. You hear that?
Trinity, are you talking directly into the phone?
Yes, I'm on top of the phone right now.
That's better. But Victoria, when you said IM5, say it more like, guess who, you know, with excitement, you know?
Okay.
Because when you want to sound excited because the fans are going to be like, oh my God, you know, they're over there in the other line like, yes, I can't wait to talk to IM5. And you want to be like, we got IM5. No,
You girls, you can also talk a little bit about who IM5 is, because there may be people tuning in that don't know. And do you know who IM5 is?
Yes, I've seen them perform a lot of times, actually. They're really good, so.
Okay, I want to do it one more time. We're going to do the intro one more time, and here's what I want you girls to think. Stop thinking about doing the show. Do what you know. Be kids. Be kids. Just talk. Okay, just if you know who IM5 is, if you're excited, you know, just be yourself. Try to remember the script as much as you can. But we're going to try this one more time. Just be yourself. If you feel like talking, talk. If you know about it, just say whatever you want to say, okay?
Okay.
All right,
don't think about it.
Don't think about it. 2, 3.
Welcome to Kidstown Live, where we bring you the hottest young talent every Friday at 4 p.m. on Easy Way Broadcasting, the best place to hear what's happening in the kids' world of Hollywood. And where, you know, kids can be just kids.
I know, Mom. It's time for Kidstown Live.
Hey, everybody. I'm Trinity Marquez.
And I'm Victoria's Joe.
And you're listening to Kidstown Live, airing on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network every Friday at 4 to 5.
And today we have so many amazing things to talk about and a very talented guest, IM5, and they're a great boy band. So I can't wait to talk to them.
You guys can call in at 914-338-1303, and you guys can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/EasyWayBroadcastingNetwork.
Thank you to Eric Zuli, Easy Way Broadcasting, Ryan Torres, Avenue Entertainment Management, and Cindy Marquez, LC1 Publicity. Oh, and definitely like the fan page, Kidstown Live.
Yeah.
With the
so
Z.
Really
Kids with the Z.
We're really excited to have IM5 on the radio. What about you guys? How about you, Victoria?
I actually can't wait. They're one of my favorite bands, so I get to hear them all the time, and they're, like, really amazing. And I especially love their song Superman, so I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, I always hear them, and I heard that they have a new song called Superman, so I can't wait to ask them what is that song about.
Yeah, it's my favorite song. And speaking about superheroes, I heard that Gabe loves Batman, so I remember talking to him about Batman once before, and he's like, yeah, he's my favorite superhero. Yeah, mine too. Because I love Batman.
So what's your favorite superhero?
Batman.
Oh, mine is Superman.
You're the Superman.
There you go. Now you got that was a little better. Also, I don't have the song, but as soon as you started talking about the song, I would have played that song in the background. And then it kind of entices people, and then you tell them, hey, you know, whatever, you want to play the song. But that's what I'm talking about. Trinity, when you went, blah, I messed up. That's the stuff that I want to hear, you know. And when you asked her, you know, who's your favorite superhero? Batman. I just said that. You know, like, that's the stuff that you want. That's the real stuff. That's the funny stuff. That's the interesting stuff. Giving information like IM5 likes Batman. Be real. Be as real as you can, and try to sound on the radio as comfortable as you can, and just be yourselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was a lot better.
They're just kids. You guys aren't perfect, you know?
Right.
Thank you.
And people can understand that.
Yep. So
Easy, they don't want to. But Easy again, they don't want to sound too bland, like blah, and you don't want to sound like, you know, like you guys are nervous. You want to sound like, hey, what's going on, everybody? This is da 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 da. You know?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
You guys have to sound like you're taking control of your show. This is your show. IM5 and all these celebrities are on your show. You know what I mean? Like, you have to take control of the conversation, and you have to just know that you're in control. And the audience needs to know that as well. So the way you're coming across on air needs to sound that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. So we're going to try the intro one more time. I think you're starting to get a little more comfortable now. And this time, don't forget the fans page. And talk about, you know, what you're going to be able to put on the fans page, why people want to like the fans page. All of our hottest, exclusive, behind-the-scenes pictures and stuff when we go to events and the celebrities we're with, everything's going to be on that page. If you want information on how to get on the show, blah, 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 it's all going to be on that fans page. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Kidstown Live, where we bring you the hottest young talent every Friday at 4 p.m. on Easy Way Broadcasting, the best place to hear what's happening in the kids' world of Hollywood, and where, you know, kids can be just kids.
I know, Mom. It's time for Kidstown Live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Trinity Marquez.
And I'm Victoria Joe.
And you're listening to Kidstown Live, exclusively airing on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network every Friday, the 4 to 5.
And today we have so many amazing things to talk about. and some very talented guests like I Am Five, and I'm really excited because they're my favorite band, and I love all their songs.
Wow. You guys can call in at 914-338-1303, and listening to you guys can listen to on www.blogtalkradio.com/EasyWayBroadcastingNetwork.
And definitely like our fan page, Kids Town Live, and it's Kids with a Z, because we're cool like that. And we're going to be posting a bunch of cool stuff on it, so you guys can find out how to get on the show and see a bunch of amazing videos. So definitely.
And you guys can learn more, like what's the new trend in, or what's happening on the new music or anything like that.
And you can check out some really cool pictures too. So make sure to go and like our fan page on Facebook, Kids Town Live, Kids with a Z.
Trinity, are you on the phone or are you on speakerphone? Because it just sounds like you're lower for some reason.
Yeah, there's feedback too.
I'm on the phone. I'm on speakerphone actually, and I'm
that's
on the
why,
phone.
Yeah, get off speakerphone.
That's
yeah, there's feedback.
Get off speakerphone and get directly on the phone.
Okay, I am now.
There
that's
you
a
go.
Lot better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't be on speakerphone.
Okay.
Okay, I want to do this one
I
more time,
something?
And please, Ryan, go ahead.
I like when Trinity went, woohoo! See, feed off of each other. You guys are a team. You know, when one person talks, then listen, and the other person talks, you listen, and you're feeding off of each other. And you guys will get comfortable with each other, and you'll be like, yeah! And you'll start laughing, and, you know, just, it's about being comfortable, you know, and just taking, it's about, and taking control, like Eric said. You want to take control of the show.
Here's another thing, girls. You guys are celebrities yourselves. You guys have done a lot of interesting things. You've hung out with celebrities.
Yeah.
You've done things, you know what I mean? So feel free to talk about what you've done and your experiences, and you'll come off and come across more comfortable doing that. And then you can relate that to, oh, this is something in common with I Am Five, or da-da-da-da. Be yourselves. You don't have to think about scripting so much. I mean, try to remember the main
exactly.
stuff you need to remember, but you guys are stars yourself. You know, like, what's the most interesting red carpet experience? What's the latest event that you've gone to? What song are you working on? Well, who's the biggest celebrity you've worked with? They need to start knowing who you guys are. Because we're trying
to
draw...
Yeah, they want to know about you.
We want to draw the I Am Five fans to become Trinity and Victoria fans, Kidstown Live fans, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to sound conceited. You don't want to sound like you're bragging, like I'm the bomb. But at the same time, let people know that you know, you're why are you a host on this show? Because you guys are stars yourself. So let's try this one more time without the speakerphone sound, and I think we'll be on point. Here we go. Let's listen to the Doll song, because I love the song. Get hype. Yep. Woo! Yeah. See the paparazzi. Oh, I like that.
Get it.
Come on, girl.
Welcome to Kids Town Live, where we bring you the hottest young talent every Friday at 4 p.m. on Easy Way Broadcasting, the best place to hear what's happening in the kids' world of Hollywood, and where, you know, kids can be just kids.
I know, Mom. It's time for Kids Town Live.
Hey everybody, I'm Trinity Marquez,
and I'm Victoria Strell,
and you're listening to Kidstown Live, exclusively airing on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network every Friday, 4 to 5 p.m.
Oh yeah, and we have so many amazing things to talk about today, and a very talented guest, I Am Five, which I am really excited to hear because they're my favorite boy band.
Yes, like, I love all their music. But you guys can call in at 914-338-1303, or you guys can listen, and you guys can listen on www.blogtalkradio.com/EasyWayBroadcastingNetwork.
So I'm so excited to hear I Am Five on our radio show. How exciting is that? Like, oh my God, I love them. And of course, all of them are cute.
They're cute. They're totally my favorite band, and I love their songs, especially Superman. And first of all, don't forget to go like our page on Facebook, Kidstown Live, and it's Kids with a Z. Don't forget, because we have a bunch of really cool stuff that's going to be on the network.
And it's going to be interesting too. So yeah.
Okay, so
my favorite
guest today. Yeah, go ahead.
Well.
Yeah, I Am Five, of course, is going to be on our show. And, of course, we heard that you just said the new song, Superman. And what's your favorite superhero, Victoria?
It's definitely Batman. And I know Gabe also likes Batman, so that's what we share in common. What is your favorite?
My favorite is Superman. And it's funny because the song is called Superman, too.
Oh, they have a song called Superman?
Yes, they do, and I
heard
it.
Oh, I just said that! Oh, I'm sorry, yes, I know that. That's my favorite song.
Now you guys are getting it. I like that you were interrupting each other. I like that you were just being more natural. You know,
yep.
You kind of remember. Take out the blogtalkradio.com/ Easyway Broadcasting. Just focus on the fans
that.
Page to make it simple. Yeah, to make it simpler
okay.
for you guys. But now you're getting it. That was sounded 20 times better. Now, Mom and Dad or whoever's that's listening, did you hear in the background the little sounds I was putting behind them?
Was it Hollywood Dolls?
I heard that.
I had Hollywood Dolls. I did the Shake It Up thing. I was just doing a whole bunch of sounds just to show you guys how I can just spice it, behind it and stuff. Like, well, I was listening to what you're saying, and going off of what you're saying, I put the shake it up, like, in the background, you know, just to kind of play with people, and it's just more than just talking, you know? That's something
again,
I
do.
Do
it again.
Okay, hold on. We're going to do it one more time. That was a lot better, girls. Here we go. And remember, we're not saying blogtalkradio.com/EasyWayBroadcasting. We're saying fans page.
Let me say something real quick.
Live.
See, guys, do you feel more comfortable now? You start feeling more comfortable?
No, because she's
yes.
No, but
see, Trinity, you go, woo, and you do all this stuff, and, oh, they're so amazing. And then you, and Victoria goes, I know they are, aren't they? Feed off of each other.
This is
Town
Life. I know.
All right, here we go, doing the intro again. And now listen carefully, moms, and whoever's going to be working the board besides me after this week, the background sounds and the things I'm doing. If you notice in the beginning of the intro, listen, just really listen to the background sounds, and I'm not talking to you, hosts, kids. I'm talking to moms and the people who are going to be working the board here. Okay, here we go. 3, 2.
Welcome to Kidstown Live, where we bring you the hottest young talent every Friday at 4 p.m. on Easy Way Broadcasting. The best place to hear what's happening in the kids' world of Hollywood. And where, you know, kids can be just kids.
I know, Mom. It's time for Kidstown Live.
What's up? I'm Trinity Marquez.
And I'm Victoria Strauss.
And you're listening to Kidstown Live, exclusively airing on the Easy Radio Broadcasting Network every Friday to 4 to 5 p.m.
And we have so many amazing things to talk about and some very talented guests like I Am Five. And they're my favorite boy band. I love all their songs, especially Superman, because it's just so amazing.
You guys can call in at 914-338-1303, and you guys can hit like on our fan page, Kidstown Live, with the kids with the Z. Yes.
Yeah, don't forget the Z. And we're going to have a bunch of really cool videos and pictures on the site, so definitely check it out.
Yes. So we have I Am Five coming on in a couple of minutes.
And I can't wait.
Yes, I'm so excited.
They're so amazing, though. They're like, I've seen them perform all the time, and they all have their own different styles, and they're all really different personalities, so it's really fun talking to them.
I'm seeing one of them. He has, like, eyeliner, like a rockish look.
Yeah, and I wonder where they shop. We're going to have to ask them that.
Oh, totally, because their style is awesome, and I definitely like Dana's hat. Like, I need to know where he gets that hat.
He always has hats on.
Yes,
it's
always.
Like his main thing.
And his hair is kind of like Bruno Mars style.
Yeah, and I heard he has a hat stylist, too, so that must be really cool.
Oh.
Maybe,
yes.
Well, maybe he has a hat stylist, I'm not sure.
Okay, congratulations, girls. You are now hosts. That was 20 times better. And the way that you were talking and you were having a conversation about I Am Five, the kids that agree with you, oh, my God, yeah, he wears eyeliner. He's so cute. Oh, they're going to agree with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love the hat. That was fluent Now, moms, did you hear the background music? And in the beginning of the show, I had the shoot, you know? It just throws so much more into the show. You know what I mean? And I love the beginning of the Hollywood Doll song having the paparazzi sound. That's why I did it in the beginning, you know? And then you just slowly fade the music out and you have it in the background or whatever. But it sounds like, you welcome to Kids Out Live, and the paparazzi's there. Click, 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 oh my God, it's starting. That's the excitement of the beginning. And your guys' your personality, your enthusiasm was 50 times better. You do it like that on Friday, we're going to have a good, you know, good result and stuff. Do it exactly what you just did. And just try to remember two things. Be comfortable with yourselves. Yeah. Know who you are. Yeah. Remember, you can talk about yourselves, too. Talk about an embarrassing moment you guys have done together. Talk about tripping on the red carpet. Be real, you know? I'm serious.
Improv.
The more...
Improv.
Victoria,
I have a question
about the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Marcy does.
I do, Eric. I'm sorry. Because I was watching you scroll down to find things. Is there a way to lay it out with just the ones we want in that order? Or do we have to search like you were searching?
Yeah, I can take the sound effects that I think you'll use and I can put them over by, you know. Really all you need to do is take them and move them down to the T section. I just know where everything is, so I was just, you know, doing my thing. But, yeah, you can do that. Are you watching right now?
I'm watching. That's why I was trying to see where you found that Bellathorn Shake It Up. I didn't see it. I don't see it now, but...
Okay, are you watching the
you
screen?
Played it. Yes.
Watch the screen.
Hey, Trinity and Victoria, I have a question.
Yes.
You guys are friends, right? You've been friends for a long time, right?
Yeah, a long time.
Oh, yeah.
So that's cool. You guys have chemistry together, so it's not like you don't know each other. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's like you're just talking, though. You know, you're not, like, face-to-face. But, like, imagine you guys ran into each other in an event. You know, you've been in an event before and you didn't know that she was going to be there or something?
Mm-hmm.
And then you show up and then you guys see each other like, oh, God, oh. Or hugging like, oh, it's so good to see you. You know what I mean? It's like that. Like, you two are, like, you know... You guys are like all excited and the audience will pick up on that, you know? They'll pick up that you guys, you know, are, you know, you have chemistry together as hosts.
Yeah.
Mom, did you see me moving the stuff?
I did, yes.
You can move them anywhere you want, and then I'll just have to get used to where you're moving them. But yeah, you can put them all there by the T, so you have all your sounds that you want to use right there. When you add new MP3s, you guys can throw sound effects in, and you can have everything by the T and have your little block of sounds for your show specifically. And yeah, Ryan, you do a pretty good little girl sound again. You want to do that again?
What was it? What?
But,
one of our surprise call-in guests, the excited girl that wants to talk to IM5.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly.
All right, Cindy, are you ready for another shot of tequila? I think we're going to need one. No, just kidding.
Oh, my God. You tell my mom. You need a dollar taco.
Cindy. I don't hear Cindy. Where is she?
She's mom. She's fine asleep.
Oh. Hey, so, E, what do you think?
Right
I think it was a lot better. I think the main thing we need to do is format it and know, okay, around this time is when you're going to start talking about the contests and the giveaways and whatever. Around this time is when you start talking about the kids' news. Oh, my God, did you know that whatever kid did whatever? And then around this time is when you're going to bring the interview on. And around this time is when you're going to do whatever other segment. You know? You just need to know when you're going into things. And in between, be yourselves. Have the conversation. Talk. And also, girls, try your hardest not to ever have dead air. Don't ever let no conversation or no sound or don't ever let that happen. No matter what, keep talking. You know?
Uh-huh.
Always keep it going. That's the secret code of hosting. Never let dead air ever hit. You should never, ever hear nothing. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, now I was thinking,
Oh, sorry. You know, I was thinking if there's dead air, maybe they should laugh or something. If there's dead air, they'd be like, ha ha. And then, or something, you know, just not have the dead air.
Well, that's another reason why you have the crowd sound, is if you do hear the dead air and you get stumped and you have nothing to say, you can throw the sound in there and then you can recoup yourself.
And you can say, so how are those Raiders?
I'd be like, I have no
idea. Marcy, you know what? When you and Cindy are controlling that board, after Eric does, and you guys have to, pay special attention to them talking when they're hosting, and if there's dead air, hit that clap button or hit something, maybe play a song or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's another reason why I'm often playing music in the background. That way there's never dead air. You know? And it's also cool to have the music in the background. It's just, I like it.
Put the cricket sound.
That would be funny. Go find the cricket sounds. You know, and then later on, you guys can get used to playing around with and going with sound effects. You know? You could be like, you can have Kermit the Frog say something or whatever. You know, you can just really play with it the better you get. But that was a lot better. The more comfortable you guys are, I mean, you're friends. But you don't want to have too much of a conversation with yourself. You want to have a conversation based upon topic. You know, but what I heard you guys do just now, that was perfect. You know, and just
Is like call each other daily and just talk about what they're going to talk about on the show and just get familiarized with the conversation.
I agree. Exactly. But we got to format it, though, Eric, like you're saying. We got to have, you know, the first 5 minutes will be the intro about the show. The 5 minutes after that would be, you know, talk about kids news.
Mm-hmm.
We got to format it, you guys. You see what I'm saying? So you guys have something to work from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the beginning,
the
first part is...
The other thing we didn't really
practice
is the commercial break. You
want to... Let's go practice commercial break.
How many minutes do we have, Eric?
We have all the time in the world. The recording is over now. Now it's just archive. It's still... It's recording, but it's not live anymore. So we can...
The
board still works.
We
can stay
on the phone. That's cool.
Yeah, we can stay on. All right, here we go. So we're going to do the intro again. You guys are going to talk for about 4 minutes, and then you're going to go to a commercial break. So you can talk about how awesome IM5 is and how awesome it is that the guest is going to come on and how much you love IM5 and you love the mascara he wears and the hats and all that wonderful stuff. And then like, oh, my God, I'm so excited, but we got to go a quick commercial break before you get to listen to our kids' news segment. And here's the thing, too. Each and every time you guys are going to a different segment, say it.
Nice.
Yes.
That's how you know you're breaking it up. Oh, my God, it's almost time for our kids' news. Man, do we got some gossip for you or whatever. That way people know you're going to something different. Did you know that da-da-da-da-da-da, and now you're in a whole new segment, and the audience is following you?
Yes.
Your segments are your topics.
I feel much comfortable on the phone and everything. I feel much comfortable. Like, my nervous is, like, not anywhere right now. Like, I don't have any nervous anymore. I feel comfortable
good
on the phone, being myself.
Good. I'm glad. Let's get you even more
Trinity
comfortable. Let's...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yes.
Hey,
yes.
Trinity.
Yes.
And you guys, remember on the fans page, you guys, if you guys want to be a guest on our show, you know, everything's on the fans page.
Right.
Everything is on there. You want to find out the newest updates, who our guests are going to be, red carpet, interview, celebrity, blah, blah, whatever. It's
how would you like to come on
page
the show and host with us? All you have to do is like your fans page and get 10 of your friends to like our fans page, and you can be a host on Kids Town Live. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
We're going to do the intro, and then at 4 minutes into it, you're going to go to a commercial break.
Okay.
3, 2...
Welcome to Kids Town Live, where we bring you the hottest young talent every Friday at 4 p.m. on Easy Way Broadcasting, the best place to hear what's happening in the kids' world of Hollywood, and where, you know, kids can be just kids.
I know, Mom. It's time for Kids Town Live.
Hey, everybody. I'm Trinity Marquez.
And I'm Victoria Strauss.
And you're listening to Kids Town Live, exclusively airing on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network on Fridays, 4 to 5 p.m.
And we have so many amazing things to talk about today and some very talented guests like IM5, which I can't wait to talk to because they are amazing. And I love all their songs, especially Superman. That's my favorite. And since I love superheroes, my favorite is probably Batman because, you know, Gabe likes Batman too, so we have something in common.
Totally. If you guys want to call in at 914-338-1303, and you guys can like our fan page, Kids Town Live, Kids with a Z, not an S.
So, yeah, we're going to have a bunch of really cool stuff on the site. So, like, we're going to have videos, photos, the newest updates,
fashion,
red carpet
styles.
Stuff. It's going
to
be amazing.
She
wouldn't
be a guest.
And if you and 10 friends post something or like our page, you guys can actually host with us on the show. So definitely like our page. And you guys can also invite us. So make sure you like our page, check it out, and, you know, listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Kids Town Live, Kids with a Z.
The Z.
Okay. So let's start off talking about the band IM5 because they're going to be our guests and they're amazing.
Great is.
So.
Awesome.
What's your favorite song of IM5, Trinity?
I think it's called something about energy. It's like a little dubstep.
Gravity? Is it Gravity?
Gravity.
Yes, Gravity. Yes,
it's
I
zero
like
gravity.
That one. Yeah,
zero
gravity.
Yeah,
I've seen them
song.
Before. And I was like,
when
oh, my
love,
gosh, they know how to dance.
The and they have really good dance moves, especially in that song. That's probably one of my favorite songs because of the dance moves. But, well, I love all of them, but my most favorite is probably Superman. But they're really good dancers, too, so.
Yeah. My mom likes Superman,
and some
too.
Of them are actors. Like, I've seen Gabe on Shake It Up.
Yes,
that's
where I've
really
seen
awesome.
Him. I was like, he looks for real. I know he's been on Disney or something, Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
So he was on Shake It
and
Up.
And they've also done a duet. And I also heard that the boys, they actually performed with Bella Thorne, and it's aired on a show before, so, yeah, they're pretty out there right now.
Yeah, I know I heard. They're awesome, and I wonder if anyone's single.
I love their style. They all have their own unique style. So I want to know where they shop.
Totally love the IM5 hats. Like Dana always wears the hats all the time. Every time we see them, and they dress nice.
Speaking about jewelry, we're gonna have a commercial about it right now.
All right.
Now you can't. That's good. You can't. Do that because we don't have a jewelry commercial. So you have to just say so I'm excited that you remember guys you listen. All you have to say is this when you go to commercial. I'm excited. Remember guys you're listening to Kids Town Live. We're going to go to quick break. We'll be right back.
Real simple.
Mm-hmm.
So Trinity, say that.
Let him try it off. Start off from there. So don't have to keep going back to the intro.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Wait.
Yeah.
Victoria's going to say it, or do you want me to say it?
Trinity,
whatever you guys just do it together, feel it.
Okay.
More energy, Victoria, more energy.
Okay.
For the commercial, what do you want to say before you announce it?
I'm gonna say it right now.
Start talking about IM5 and then so remember you can whatever Eric just said.
And here's another thing. When you guys were talking about the Gravity song, we have a ton of footage of them performing at Chill. We have all that content. So, again, you can talk about, if we can set some things up, because the more I hear you guys talking, the more I can produce some things. If you talk about their performing, we have a lot of content that we can put on the fans page. You know, the WTV Network or Easy Way Broadcasting, I think they covered a lot of their performances. We'll see if we can get some of that stuff on the fans page so you guys can see them perform. Bam. Now they're going to start hitting your fans
page. Go check it out on the fans page, guys. It'll be up there.
You know? And I think we have a cool little video we did where they're doing the Gravity song or whatever. But all right, so you're talking about IM5 and 15 seconds in, somebody say, you guys are listening to Kids Town Live. We're going to go to a quick break. We'll be right back.
Boom.
Okay. You're stupid. So, yeah, wait, we're...
Let's talk about your favorite song, Gravity. It's called Zero Gravity.
Zero Gravity, awesome. Like, the cool moves, and it looks like the five gum, like, we're like a blue string, or where they dance, and it's all black, and then they always, like, wear the cheap vests and hats.
And we actually have some footage of the video, so that might be up on the site, too. You never know. You guys have to definitely check out the site. Kids Town Live, Kids with Z.
Don't say the site. It's the fan. Check out our
fans page.
Our show fans page. Yeah, it's not a... We don't have the site done and all that stuff yet. I mean, we can, but let's focus on the fans page and build your fans page. So never say the word site. Say fans page. That's your only word you need to say as far as the fans going. Check out our fans page.
We have fans page.
Mom, do we have, like, one of those buzzers? Every time they say site, can we click the button and we'll buzz them? No, okay. Let's go.
I got a stun gun.
Marcy got it.
I got a stun gun.
Yeah. You guys can get
Trinity,
stunned
there's feedback, too. You're on speaker, right?
No, I'm not on speaker.
No, it sounds fine, Ryan.
Okay, I keep hearing feedback.
I can tell when it's speaker or not. Like, they're both on the phone. It sounds fine. And you're going to get little things here and there. It's blog talk. So, all right, here we go. I'm five. Mascara, hats.
Totally, hat. Okay, cool. I'm five. Cute. We're, like, awesome. Cute.
Oh, and definitely their styles are amazing. And I love Dana's hats. He always has them. I'm not sure, but he probably has a hat. You know, somebody who, like, brings his hats.
I don't know why.
A hat stylist.
When he takes the hats off, he always reminds me of Bruno Mars for some reason. It's kind of weird.
They're definitely really good. And I love Bruno Mars, but I think that they're really good, too. So.
Yeah.
We're going to definitely have to ask them where they go shopping, though, because I love their outfits. Not that I'm going to wear them, but I just love their style.
You guys can check out our Facebook page at Kids Town Live with the Z at the end. And so we guys are going to have a commercial break right now. So, yeah.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Okay, so back to IM5. We were talking about their music and how amazing it was. And my favorite song is actually Superman. And since I love superheroes, my favorite is probably Batman, because Gabe likes Batman too, so that's something in common we have. That's pretty cool too. Yeah. So what's your favorite superhero?
Favorite superhero is Superman. Superman. And Superman is good looking, and his hair, and his little curly hair in the front of his face. Nice muscles.
Okay, if you guys start talking about the superhero thing, when the fans call in, you're going to ask if you could have any superpower, what would it be and why?
Oh, that would be a good question.
Oh, yeah. Good
just
job, girl. That was good.
Yeah, that was a lot better. But see,
it
those
really
types of questions...
They're feeding off each other, you know?
Yeah, those type of questions, girls... makes the audience feel like they're part of a show. And it's interesting to hear what everybody's answer is going to be. I want to be an invisible. I want to fly. I want to read people's minds, you know? And people are going to think, oh, that's cute. And, you girls can say, I wish I could snap my fingers and be on stage with IM5. You know, that could be the little joke.
Superpower question. That's what it's called or something. Superpower question.
Moms, write that down, that question.
I will.
Girls, remember this as well. But girls, you know what? And I apologize, guys. I got to go. I have an investor calling me, and I forgot I had a call at 8:30. So you guys can continue doing this. So go ahead and do your thing. I'll be back. Hold on.
Okay.
He'll be right back. But let me see. Trinity, you feel comfortable, huh?
Yes, I'm really comfortable.
See, remember what I was saying. What's awesome about this is you're not talking all the way through. You got commercials. You got songs you can play.
Yep.
And so that way it gives you guys a break. You guys take a deep breath or whatever. Talk to mom. Figure out what the next segment is, what you're talking about. And then, you know, and then when the commercial's done or whatever, you go, all right, guys, we're back. Kids Town Live, in effect. You know, again, you know, special guest, you know, I'm in five. But you feed off of each other, and you're able to really, you know, transition from the commercials. Because in the commercial, you guys just relax. Then when that's over, then you guys come back. Come back, start talking about whatever. You have these different segments or different topics you guys can talk about.
Yep.
See what I'm saying? Okay, we're going to take some calls right now. If there's any superpower that you could have, let us know. And then, boom, the calls come in. Then you call. Hey, caller, so-da-da-da, you know, and you say, so if you could have any superpower, what would it be? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Or what is your favorite superhero, you know, or whatever? Because what you're doing is you're getting them into you guys by what you're talking about. You're getting them into not just IFI, they're into you first.
Right.
You guys are going to develop fans yourselves.
Yeah. Okay.
They're going to be like, wow, Trinity, oh my God, Trinity, Kids Town Live. It's going to be big. I mean, you're already getting a lot of, you're already interviewing major people. So right then and there, your popularity, you know, just, you know, increases.
Yeah. Okay.
So Eric will come back and he'll do the intro again. But yeah, I mean, she was, you know, Trinity was saying she's not nervous, which is good because now you guys, you know, joke around, you know, and you guys, there was no dead air. Because if you think about what you're going to say, you're going to be like, oh, what do I say? And then you're going to forget because you're thinking about it. If you just go along like, ha, ha, oh, yeah, he is cute. A little weird, but he's cute. You know. Hey, remember one time I saw him at this one place and oh, yeah, I saw him over here. And just think of, you know, you're talking about I Am Five, which is great because they're going to be the guest on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I call them three, though. Go ahead. Is that Cindy?
No, that was my mom. But didn't hear you. I didn't hear you either.
She's way over there. What'd she say?
I don't think we want to call anyone on IMFI weird. The fans will hate us.
Oh, yeah, not weird, but I don't know. Somebody, I think she said weird or something because of eyeshadow.
I don't think we want to say that.
Well, no, we'll say weird. To say, oh, they're pretty cool, whatever, you know, just.
Yeah.
You're talking about them, and then, you know, you're basically, you know, all the fans, they're all there because they know that they're going to be on. You know,
right.
IMFI will be on. So.
Right.
But it's cool because you could have so many different commercials. Do you understand, like, if we, like Marcy, like we were talking about earlier, like, you know, different sponsors and stuff, people you work with?
Right.
We could set up commercials for them.
Exactly.
And air those commercials all throughout the show.
Right, that would be great.
And those are clients we're bringing to the table, right? You know, girls?
Yeah,
like,
I do.
Whether it be like a lipstick company or makeup company or a dress or clothing or whatever. You know, we do the – and you two could do the commercials. Hey, guys, guess what? You know, and you and Trinity
and
are doing the commercials.
And they're both familiar. Both girls are familiar with the products because they have them, like Viva Beads and
– Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mark. You know,
yeah,
all of
the
those. They use them.
Yeah, they start talking about the product, and you could turn those into commercials. Or if they don't do commercials, you girls talk about them. Like, hey, guess what? Well, you know, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Viva Bees. And if you want to check them out, go to da-da-da-da, whatever. Go to their, you know, Twitter, Facebook, and you're promoting their company.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're coming on board as a sponsor or they're helping out, you know, sponsoring you girls, making you look good.
Yeah. Okay.
So, what is everyone doing now?
You just got back from soccer.
Yeah.
Oh,
you just came back from soccer and kind of.
Soccer today. What?
We were talking about soccer on the show, remember?
Yeah.
What happened?
She was talking about basketball.
Marcy.
Yeah?
Do you think that we can hang out on Wednesday? Wait, Mom, Wednesday.
Okay, I'm back. Hello. I gotta go again.
Yeah,
I got 15 minutes.
That would
oh,
be
okay.
Awesome. Okay, so are we doing the intro again? Or what do you guys want to do?
I
yeah, let's
we
keep doing
are.
It.
Huh?
We are doing
the
intro.
Yeah. All right, pressing the intro in 3, 2.
Welcome to Kidstown Live, where we bring you the hottest young talent every Friday at 4 p.m. on Easy Way Broadcasting, the best place to hear what's happening in the kids' world of Hollywood, and where, you know, kids can be just kids.
I know, Mom. It's time for Kidstown Live.
Hey, everybody. I'm Trinity Marquez.
And I'm Victoria Chow.
And you're listening to Kidstown Live, exclusively airing on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network every Friday from 4 to 5 p.m.
And we have so many amazing things to talk about today and some very talented guests. Like I Am Five, and they're my favorite band. I love all their music.
Get off the speakerphone.
So amazing.
Get off the speakerphone. I can tell.
Who's on the speakerphone?
I'm not on speakerphone.
Sorry.
Somebody was
my
either away from the phone or on
guy.
Speakerphone.
Yes,
I'm not on speakerphone.
Talk about I Am Five, then go in and say you guys are listening to Kidstown Live. We're gonna go to commercial break.
Say that now.
Okay.
You guys. Wait, what?
No, talk about I Am Five like you were doing, and then like what Eric was saying. Say you guys are listening to Kidstown Live. We're going to commercial break.
Okay.
So, not Kidstown Live. I Am Five.
Dang it. We're going to go to commercial break.
No, we're going to talk about I Am Five first, then wait 15 seconds, then we're going to
Yes. You know what you guys can do if there's dead air? Be like, yoo-hoo, are you there? Hello? Like, joke around, you know, like, hello, I don't hear you, and then rap or something, you know, and go back into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yep, I Am Five, Dana,
my favorite band. I can't wait to talk to them, and we have
yes,
so many amazing questions. And I just want to find out, like, where they shot, because every time I see them, they all have their own individual style. Dana has his hat. And I think he probably has a half style, so I'm not sure, but we should ask him. And then Dalton always wears eyeliner. He has that.
Yes. For some reason, I feel like he shops at, how do you say it, Hot Topic. Like, I guess I would
Well, I love Hot Topic, too. It's, like, one of my favorite stores. So. I like shopping a lot, especially at Forever 21. So, yeah.
Yeah,
and I love fashion too. So.
Mhm. Everyone loves fashion.
We can talk a little bit about my new outfits from Shasta.
Yeah,
and I just actually got to go to their opening, and I got to model for them, and that was a lot of fun because I got to take home some really cute clothes.
Oh yes, I've seen your pictures. Yes, those high heels look hard to walk in.
Oh, actually, that was. That was at a fashion show I did for what's it called again? Yeah, I modeled for Summer in 60. It was for Fashion Week. Yeah. And those were the biggest heels I've ever worn, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so
you
guys
don't forget
to check out a sample.
like on our fan page, Kidstown with the Z.
Kidstown Live.
And, yes. Oh, yes. Kidstown Live.
Kids with the Z. Kidstown Live.
And we guys are going to go to commercial break, so see you in a little bit.
Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey
radio day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Okay, I forgot how long that was. Oops.
Yeah.
All right. So,
that was really
that's
cool.
Good. That's good.
I like the commercial.
Huh? That's a good commercial, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are welcome to use it if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was good. You just, you guys just kind of follow a time format. You're starting to get used to it. I agree with mom, whichever mom said that you guys should start talking to each other and get used to talking to each other on the phone, and just practicing, and you'll be ready by Friday. And you girls keep saying, I want to know where they shop. I want to know where they shop. That's a perfect question. Hey, Cole, where do you shop? I want to go stalk you, you know?
Yeah.
Be funny with it. Play with it. When you're talking to IM5, you know, do things like that. Try to be funny.
Easy. We only got to a commercial break. What's after the commercial break? I mean, what's the format? We're just freestyling this.
Okay.
What's the format before we hang up? I mean...
Okay, well, we'll figure all that out this week. But the format next going in after the commercial is kids' news. Hey guys, we got some awesome news for you. But see, we don't know. We haven't researched. We don't know any information about. I mean, do you guys have anything in your head about what's going on in the kid world with Disney or Nickelodeon or anything interesting?
Well, Selena Gomez dropped an F-bomb on stage.
There you go. There's your kids' news. So we're going to try this. We're going to go to commercial break. And then when we come back after you hear the clapping sound, you're going to go into, okay, guys, it's time for kids' news. Man, we got some information for you. Did you know? And then go on from there.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
There we go. Going from commercial. All right.
Play the Easy Way one.
Easy Way Broadcasting is your...
It's too long.
But you know what? You know what they could do is say, "You guys are listening to Kids Town Live, and we're doing it the easy way," or something.
And
like.
Here's the other thing too: you girls can make your own commercial, mom. Like you did the intro, mom, girls.
Okay.
You guys should make a commercial. That way, you don't have to keep saying Kids Town Live and fans page and whatever. You can make a commercial that does it for you. Just a thought.
You know what, Big Bull, too, to add to that, we say, I know, Mom, it's time for Kids Town Live. He goes, Victoria, you ready? And Victoria goes, yep, let's do this.
Yeah, all right, so let's just go to a commercial, and then after the commercial, you guys are going into Selena Gomez. And remember, just every time you switch to a segment, you need to say what it is. Okay, guys, get ready, because now we're going to talk about kids' news. Every time we do our show, we're always going to give you some interesting facts about kids or whatever you want to say, but you're letting people know what you're talking about, and it is a different segment. Okay, here we go. 3, 2...
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Okay, well, I definitely want to watch now because those watches sound really cool. And I know you have a watch, Trinity. So
yes.
How's the watch doing?
It fits my wrist. Yeah.
I remember that. They're from Vanna Watches, so go ahead and check out their site and definitely go and buy one.
So everybody, right now we are going to talk about kids' news. So right
all
now
all the latest gossip.
News, yes, right now in the kids' news, Selena Gomez dropped the F-bomb on stage.
Oh, I heard about
so
that.
So what do you think about that?
Well, I have no words. But I heard that Justin Bieber posted a pic of him and Selena all cuddled up together. What do you think about Jolina getting back together?
You know what you guys can say when you say drop the F-bomb on stage? Someone can say someone was sleeping on the beep button. You know how someone's supposed to press the button, beep, when they cuss?
Oh, yeah.
So, do we actually do that?
Yeah, that's the hosting side of me. So, yeah, you can if you want to use that and you want to format it, you can talk about she dropped the F-bomb on the stage, and then someone else can say, oh, someone was sleeping on the beep button. Aren't they supposed to bleep those out? And that would be funny.
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay.
See, it's funny. Ryan laughed twice.
Yeah, I heard that.
No. I threw the hacky sack up in the air, and it landed on the dog's nose. He paws it on his nose.
Oh.
I'm playing with him. He's a pit bull.
Thinking I'm funny, Ryan. You hurt my feelings. All right, here we go. So
No. Somebody's sleeping on the button. I thought that was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
all
go.
Right,
I'm
so
ready to roll. Let's go.
We're going to go to commercial. Going back into it. See if you can remember that. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Okay, well, now I definitely need to get a watch. Havana Watch. You guys have to definitely check out their website because I'm sure you guys can get
an awesome watch. Yes, an awesome watch. But now,
well, if you actually,
you guys are gonna
check out our fan page.
And if you go to our fans page, you might be able to win a Havana watch. Yay!
Woohoo!
We're always throwing contests up on our fans page. You might want to go like our fans page if you want a Havana watch. Okay, go ahead.
Yes.
Havana!
So hit like on our fan page. So if you guys want to win a Havana watch, it'll be awesome. And their watches are awesome, too. And stylish.
Go to the fan page.
And now we are going to talk about kids news. Woohoo!
All the latest gossip.
Totally. So, did you guys hear that Selena Gomez? I know this is kind of late, but I don't know yet. Did you guys hear Selena Gomez dropping the F bomb on stage where there was kids everywhere?
I guess somebody was sleeping on the beep button or something. They're probably supposed to, like, bleep those out. Shouldn't be able to hear that. But I have no words for that because I never thought Selena Gomez would ever do that.
I know, but, yeah.
And I also heard that Justin Bieber, he just posted an adorable picture all cuddled up with Selena Gomez. And do you guys think that Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber getting back together is, like, a good thing?
I have no clue. I mean, they were kind of a cute couple, but, I mean, maybe not.
Yeah, well, if any of the fans want to answer that question, go ahead and call. What do you guys think about Jolina getting back together?
Perfect. Go to the fans page. Post your comments on our fans page. Do you think Justin Bieber
post
and Selena Gomez should get together?
Fan page.
Always go to the fan page.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you can call in too, but always go to the fans page because you want the interaction to be on there. But that was good. You guys are starting to get it now. Now we're starting to get somewhere. So really, at this point, we just need to format the questions and what to say. the more you do this, the more you can come up with clever ideas on things to say and then writing them down.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we've already done it a little bit, so you know kind of what you can say, and I hope you've been writing it down. It's good. So you got Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. Selena Gomez dropping an F-bomb. You need one more thing as far as news on our kids' news.
One more
after
news,
that,
like, yeah.
And remember, each segment's about
news.
5 minutes. Yeah, one more piece of news. You need.
What about, I heard Disney's casting a new movie. They're casting in Hollywood. Or, you know, there's an open call. Or
is that
know.
True? What movie are they casting?
No, I'm just saying, like, you're making something up.
This isn't a gossip thing. This is news. This is fact.
No,
if you want to do that,
the
and you want to make shit up and piss Disney off, that's up to you.
No, but what about, what about the guy from the website? He does Disney auditions on our fan page, that guy.
Okay, then talk about that. Here's some news for you. We have a guy that posts Disney and great auditions on, well, you have to say the Hollywood
fan page.
Easy Way group, because, well, you say the Hollywood the Easy Way group, because I haven't gotten him to commit to that yet. But you can say Hollywood the Easy Way group if you want to
use
that.
You posted
one
on
complicated.
There,
that's a little complicated.
All right, well, you posted one on there.
Let's focus on three pieces of news. Selena Gomez getting together with Justin Bieber. That's two. And I would talk about maybe the Disney Infinity game that steals all your money.
I'll be reading my J14 magazine that I just bought today, because definitely need to know what's going on. So.
Well, there you go.
Bingo. That's what I'm talking about. If you guys are in the now and you know what's going on, get ready, prepared for kids. Kids news. So there's your one segment. So now you've gone in. You're about.
Do you think that we should talk about Paul Walker and Uncle Phil? Uncle Phil from what's that show again? Prince of Bel-Air. Yeah,
James Avery. They passed away. You can. That would be interesting. I mean, I don't know if that's really kids oriented, but then again, it is news, and it's not really kids news.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't suggest it.
I heard that XO by Proactive is actually they're casting people right now for their commercial. They're casting teenagers for their commercial right now. So
what
we can
commercial?
Probably post the casting email on the site. On
what
the
commercial?
Way. So that's a cool piece. And if that's fact, then that could be your third piece. And things that, you know, and if you go to our fans page, get more information, or say get more information at our fans page, Kids Town Live. If I'm a kid and I want to be an actor and you're telling me I can get casting information, I'm going there and liking that page. You know?
Another thing too, give some kids news. Trinity's birthday party.
Yeah.
That's you could also have a different segment, events, and talk about all the events. So basically, girls, you're into it about 15 minutes so far. So after the first commercial, you guys can talk for about 10 minutes and then go into a commercial. And then you're talking about kids' news. Kids' news is about 5 minutes. That's 15 minutes. Then you're going to another commercial, and then you're bringing in IM5.
Okay. So three commercials before IM5.
Or it doesn't have to be a commercial. It could be one of their songs.
Mm-hmm.
Play their songs, and then you're bringing them in after the song.
Marcy.
Marcy and Cindy should be on the line, are they not?
Oh, I am here, but I had it on mute, so I wouldn't interrupt you guys. Okay, Marcy.
Okay,
Maybe you can ask one of the IM5 manager if we can play one of their songs.
She gave us three songs.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, her name is Jill, and she gave us three songs, but I can ask her anything you want. I told her to like the fan page, and she liked it.
Nice.
But make sure you like the fan page.
Yep.
Yeah, Jill did like the fan page. She did.
Yeah. I told her.
I saw it.
They're following all of our stuff, too. So, okay. So that's your format. You want a format, Ryan? I'm giving you a format.
Have a lot of castings for kids, teens and kids, that if you want to definitely talk about you know, acting in the business and say, hey, go to Facebook, like the page, and check out some of the castings that are going for teenagers.
Okay, well, then what you do, that's one of your other segments. You have an opportunity segment.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you all the kids' opportunities. Here's all the cool events to go to. Here's the castings. Here's what we're going to do, and blah, 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 you know?
Yeah, there's a huge one for teens. It's looking for a new show called Nonstop to Comic-Con. I have no idea what it is, but they're looking for passengers for an airplane.
Well, there you go. So that's one of your segments, is opportunities. So
okay.
You talk about 5 minutes of opportunities, and everybody every week is going to go to that show to know what the opportunities are. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That is a good one. Kids Info, Opportunity, or whatever.
Kids, you call it Kids 411.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, Kids 411. There you go.
So basically, you girls are into it 15 minutes. You talk for 10 minutes. Go to commercial. Then you go to Kids News, blah, 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 Selena Gomez, Justin Bieber casting, whatever, info stuff. Now you're playing, oh, my God, I'm so excited. I think I Am 5 just called in. Or I mean, if you want to pretend like they're in your studio, too, you can always do that. You know, you don't have to say that you're on the phone or any of that stuff, you know, because the audience thinks that they're in studio. So you can just say, oh, my God, I think I Am 5 just got here or whatever. And we're going to play one of their awesome songs. We'll be right back. And then you play the song, and now you're getting prepared, and bam, you're going into your 20-minute interview. You're now 45 minutes into the show. You have 15 minutes left. That could be after the interview. Then you can go into opportunities, talk about the casting, da 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 da. Then you talk about the outro. Now you're going into the outro of, oh, you know, make sure you come to my event. Like the fans page. You can play your commercial. And this is our guest next week. Don't miss it. Blah, blah, blah. Love you guys. Kids Town Live. Tell your friends. We'll be back next week. Mwah. Whatever. And there's your show. There's your format. Write it down.
Okay.
Slow down.
I can't slow down. I got a really big investor call coming up here.
Oh, you got to go?
I got to go at 9, but when they call me, I got to go. So I'm good until they call.
Okay.
But, yeah, so I think we're getting it. And girls, you girls just need to really hang with each other and talk to each other every day on the phone and just get used to each other. And now you have something to go off of. Now you know what you're going to do for Friday's show. And if you guys want me to do this with you, I don't mind doing this every Monday so you guys are ready every Friday.
Yeah, that would be nice if you can just, like, help us on every Monday.
Well, not just Monday, but we can do it, you know, a couple days a week if possible.
No, what I mean is
maybe I can deal with them.
Now, you can do, I'm saying me, I'm committing like an hour every Monday to make sure we kind of prepare you guys every Friday, if you want me to. And you Ryan, Cindy, and Marcy will start to take it on, and then you guys can run with it. But we'll just kind of get you guys in motion, get you guys used to it. And I'm liking it, though. You guys are sounding good. Now we're getting a show. Now we're getting some hosts, you know. Now we're getting Kids Town Live to be what it needs to be. And the next time people listen to Kids Town Live, they're going to be like, oh, my God, I want to be on the show. This is a cool show. That's the objective. We already have. I mean, in the last show that you guys did, you actually did have some people contact the fans page and say, you know, hey, I have a 7-year-old artist and I want to be on the show. And the name is great. The graphics is great. You know, it's rocking and rolling. And after you have IM5, I have a feeling you're going to get a lot of response. And I'll get you guys the Achilla Boys, Carlin Jeffrey. Maybe we'll get Bella Thorne and Zendaya. You know, we'll get a lot of cool celebrities on it.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So what is it?
Good
intro,
job, girls.
IM5.
You guys did awesome.
Thank you, Marcy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Good job. So we're going to do it one more time because now you guys know it. So we're going to do it one more time.
Yep.
And what you're going to do the full 15 minutes. So you're doing 10 minutes of talking. Then you're going. You're saying I'm going to a commercial break. And then you're coming out of the commercial and you're doing what?
News.
Kids news.
Gossip.
Kids
and
news,
then
good.
The 411 and how to get into acting.
Yeah, and then after Kids News, we're going to go to another commercial. Okay. So you're going to say...
I have two opportunities.
We're going to say...
No,
oh my,
I just told you that Mark Wahlberg has a new film coming out called Entourage.
Two.
So it's commercial, then Kids News. After Kids News, you guys are going to say, see, isn't this such a cool show? You get all the...